So, member, I don't know where you get the impression there's shortage of pharmaceuticals. We have no chronic shortage of pharmaceuticals in Trinidad and Tobago. And don't use the opportunity to paint us in a bad light. I have said publicly, whatever shortages there are not chronic, but they may be acute for a short period of time due to constraints in supply chain. As you heard the Minister of Trade and Industry, people are embargoing flour. The same thing has been happening with pharmaceuticals for 2 years now. We have to be constantly writing to embassies to ask them to lift the embargo so pharmaceuticals can come into Trinidad and Tobago. And I want to congratulate Anissa Sibu, the acting principal pharmacist, under my direction, who has kept the supply chain for pharmaceuticals and non-pharmaceuticals open.